Answers Magazine, Volume 8.3, page 15. Impact. Rescued. A tribute to the late Dr. Duane Gish by Mark Lloyd. His books speak for themselves. But I also saw a humble, godly, Christian man, whom God used to put a spark into the lives of many young people. Dr. Gish told them, God created them, and we are accountable to Him. Praise God for the memories of this man. Dr. Tim LaHaye, co-founder, Institute for Creation Research, remarks at the April 6, 2013 memorial service for Dr. Gish. As a 17-year-old who had trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior a few years earlier, I faced a crisis of faith. Even though I was attending a Christian high school, I was not being taught to give a thorough defense of the Bible. Meanwhile, I was being evolutionized by powerful forces all around me. I grew up in the Los Angeles area. In a city of that size, many impressive museums confidently proclaim the evolutionary worldview. In addition, nature documentaries on television and articles in the Los Angeles Times were heavy with evolutionary content. They all caused me to wonder, could I really trust the Bible in its very first pages? And if God didn't get it right there, what about the rest of the Bible? My Christian school taught that God was the creator of the universe, but only in a very general way. I don't recall hearing an active defense of the historicity of Genesis and refutation of evolutionary teaching. It was a difficult time for me as a young Christian. To the rescue. In 1971, our high school announced that in a few weeks, several Christian speakers would be giving a variety of talks throughout the school day. On the list, I saw the name of Dr. Duane Gish, a scientist with the newly formed Institute for Creation Research in San Diego. He would be at our school to conduct an optional one-hour workshop on the topic of creation versus evolution. Dr. Gish's talk caught my eye, not only because evolution was challenging my faith, but because I noticed that he held an earned doctorate in biochemistry from one of the finest colleges in America, UC Berkeley. I noticed, too, that his upcoming presentation was to be on the fossil record, and to my surprise, how it supported creation and refuted evolution. As someone who believed Neanderthals were a link between modern humans and an ape-like ancestor, I wanted to hear what this highly credentialed scientist and Christian said about the fossil evidence for evolution. After all, it seemed ironclad and was causing me to doubt my fledgling faith. Looking back, I see that I was on the verge of becoming another sad statistic in the youth exodus from the church, a phenomenon explored by Ken Ham and Britt Beamer almost 40 years later in their book, Already Gone. I was a little embarrassed for Dr. Gish when he entered our workshop. You see, students had the opportunity to choose from a variety of workshops that day, and I don't recall seeing more than a handful of students in that spacious classroom. I thought to myself, this man drove all the way from San Diego, 2 hours each way, to speak to just a few students? I found Dr. Gish's one-hour talk to be positively mesmerizing. He went through many of the supposed evolutionary transitional fossils, from fish to amphibian, amphibian to reptile, and reptile to mammal and humans. For example, Dr. Gish easily debunked claims that Archaeopteryx was the evolutionary transition between reptiles and birds. Later, he went through some of the former ape men, such as Nebraska Man, which had been revealed as frauds. Then Dr. Gish dealt with the evidence that supposedly showed Neanderthals were primitive and brutish. Dr. Gish revealed that they were fully human. Neanderthals, declared Dr. Gish, were fully erect. Today, almost all evolutionists agree with Dr. Gish that the Neanderthals were fully human. The lecture by Dr. Gish, which showcased his wonderful sense of humor, absolutely revolutionized my thinking about the Bible. The scriptures I had doubted in Genesis were at last becoming trustworthy. Inwardly, I exclaimed, Hallelujah. The Legacy. When Dr. Gish returned to San Diego later that day, he may have wondered why a full day was taken up in his busy schedule to speak to a mere handful of students. But God had used him to change the direction of my life. The following year, I was pleased to tell Dr. Gish that I had decided to study creation apologetics under him, along with Drs. Henry Morris and John Morris of ICR. These were pioneers in the modern creationist movement and in the fight for the Bible's authority. In a few years, I would be hosting and producing ICR's weekly radio program. And for the past 25 years, I've been blessed to serve full-time in creationist ministry. Duane, it took me a few years to stop calling him Dr. Gish, but we became good friends as well as colleagues, would become internationally famous for the 300-plus debates he conducted with evolutionists. He was so successful, as even his opponents grudgingly admitted, that debates became rarer since potential debaters feared that he was too formidable. Evolution and creation evangelism. Dr. Gish embodied the term creation evangelism, popularized by Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis. These two words describe how Christians can use the book of Genesis to share our faith. After all, it's where the gospel is first mentioned. But they also describe what Dr. Gish did in that high school classroom so many years ago, using Genesis as a lifeline to rescue young Christians like me, who might be thinking of checking out of church because of nagging doubts and subtle attacks on the Bible. Over the decade, I was saddened to hear that many of my high school classmates turned their backs on the Christian faith. Perhaps if they had attended the talk by Dr. Gish, they would have taken the Bible more seriously and then received Christ as Savior. I don't know. But as I attended Dr. Gish's memorial service in a San Diego church several weeks ago, he was 92. I thanked God for the faithfulness of a godly, scholarly man whom he used on that eventful day in 1971 to rescue me from doubt. The Gish List. Dr. Gish participated in more than 300 debates. He spoke in more than 40 countries and 49 states, every state except Maine. He wrote 15 books and published more than 24 articles in secular scientific journals, as well as hundreds of other articles in creationist literature.
Everyday Apologetics. Even when Jeff Durham isn't teaching his apologetics class, he's teaching apologetics. A science teacher at Statesville Christian School near Charlotte, North Carolina, Jeff is always equipping students to see God's handiwork in all science and to defend their faith. Jeff doesn't limit his apologetics to just showing creation videos or having special emphasis classes, but weaves apologetics into the everyday curriculum. For example, his biology class learns how the cell operates as a small city, a highly integrated system that could not have evolved one part at a time. From the precise distribution system overseen by the Golgi body to the microtubule highways that make up the cell's transportation network, every part of the cell has a function, and no part can function without the others. And God designed this fantastic city in a single day. Jeff uses high-quality secular video to illustrate this process. When the video's producers claim random processes built the cell, he shows his students how the producers are borrowing from a Christian worldview by ascribing purpose and design to the cellular city. In addition to science classes, Jeff teams up with a Bible teacher to offer a winterum apologetics class. During the winter term, students get to choose special classes for the first 2 or 2.5 weeks. They can choose subjects like Tech for Church, the Reformation, flight training, sign language, and others. Jeff's apologetics class culminates in a trip to the Creation Museum near Cincinnati. Jeff coordinates the course with the speakers at the Creation Museum and creates a study guide. At the end of the course, the study guides are graded and returned to students for their permanent reference. Alumni also attend Jeff's winterum course. In 2009, God used the class to prompt one student to change his college major. This year, Five of Jeff's former students, now college sophomores, returned for a refresher. And that graduate from 2009 began his first year in seminary. Improving your apologetics teaching. Weave the biblical worldview throughout students' curriculum, whatever the subject. As Jeff says, apologetics should be part of a steady diet, not a vitamin supplement that's taken from time to time. Build lessons or short courses around a specific theme. For example, Jeff's 2013 apologetics class focused on transitional forms, creatures supposedly evolving from one kind to another. Themes can come from any area of study, not just creation evolution. World religions, manuscript evidence of the Bible, biblical archaeology, these are just a few possibilities. You do not necessarily have to steer clear of secular media. Jeff uses clips from science videos on cells to show how even secular experts can see God's handiwork and unwittingly display His glory. You can even use evolutionary materials as an opportunity to evaluate facts versus interpretation. Students will learn critical thinking. You don't have to be an expert, but we can all take steps to equip ourselves. Jeff devoured creationist magazines in college and attended the first Answers in Genesis Creation College. He regularly studies Bible-defending resources, gleaning new information he can use in his classes. Many students will face challenges to their faith, so prepare them now with books, study guides, etc., on topics they are likely to face.